This is May 16th, 1990, an interview with Edgar Toffel by Carol Rifkind. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your early life in New York, what you can tell us about your growing up, your family?
I can remember back to kindergarten, which was up in the Inwood section of the Bronx. Nowadays we don't call it the Bronx, it's Inwood and Riverdale and all that. But my folks, when I was far back as I can remember, had a dress shop on 44th Street off Broadway where the Paramount building is. And there was, that was called Taffel Gowns, and they were retailed to the trade, a retail trade, but to people in opera and theater and vaudeville. And we had, as far back as I can remember, we had a Chevrolet first, and we lived up in the Inwood. My mother and father would drive down, park their car there all day, work all day, and come back. I have a brother who's 4 years older than I am, and we had a maid stayed in the couple of apartments that we lived in up that way. Maybe one. Anyway, we're running. Creatively, my mother had started as a seamstress in a sweatshop in the Lower East Side. She was born in Russia and came over here, but she was probably 15 or 16. And she worked in piecework. And she was faster than anybody else, so she made more money. She found out how to do things faster and better. And when she married my father, she always said that my brother was born 9 months to the day that they were married, and they couldn't, both of them couldn't work for anybody else. Therefore, they had to set up a little business of their own. So they took a first floor somewhere in the 40s here, and then later in Harlem, and then later up there when they got business going. But they were culture vultures, just instinctively, and working for the opera stars. So we always went to the opera. Vaudeville stars, we had to go to the vaudeville shows because my mother would run backstage and fix their dress so it would look good. And then they went into wholesale because my mother had a nervous breakdown because these stars didn't pay their bills. So the wholesale business went on, and then we moved over because of their liberal connections. They moved to a colony in New Jersey.
Where did the liberal connections come from? Just socially or from their business context?
Not from business. It's just that they were in a scheme of people who were, they were anti, well, when they left Russia, it was royal, the czars and all that. So they were very much
They left for, around the turn of the century?
Later, a little later, probably 9, 10 or so. Where did they get? My father was probably he was the youngest of a whole family. My mother was sort of a middle. But in this circle that they lived, they were exposed to a lot of liberal and radical thinkers. They heard about John Dewey and the liberal, that business, and there was a school in New Jersey, Stelton, New Jersey, near New Brunswick. And there's a book that I'll get you the information on, which has several chapters on this school. And there were this was a place where people would buy their own sites, but it was called a Ferrer colony. Francisco Ferrer was a Spaniard who was killed for his liberal leanings. And they were also single taxers. So by keeping this as a farm, as the original area was, they paid in such a way that they only paid for farm bills. They put their own roads in. They had no police protection, or they didn't need it or anything. Then they had their own school there. And the school was very